Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Me'ilat Daf Vav. Starting on the second, we're still busy now. Although it seemed like yesterday we had ended up when the Gemara said Amarav Gidl Amarav, that the whole idea was to prove about Amarav Gidl Amarav that Zrikat Pigul Eilu Motivida Me'ila. Right? Remember that was the beginning. The Gemara's not finished with it. It looks like it's going to carry on for a while now. This idea that we're going to start a new Mishnah on the next Amud. But in the meantime, we're still in that concept. I suppose it's related to the same Mishnah about Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl Amar Rav said that Kocha Kochim Zrika doesn't motzi me'ila, right? And with Pigul, with regards to Pigul, and Kocha Kalim doesn't make it me'ila. Okay? They go like a Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Notar, right? Shemualin bo. Right? Now we spoke about Pigul, but now it's about Notar. Right? Remember Notar, which was left over overnight. So there's Ah Notar Shemualimbo, Vyash Notar Shem Mualimbo. And sometimes there's Notar which you aren't Mualimbo. So Gemara says Ketzad. Right? What do you mean? Look at Rashi very quickly there. Ketzad Lan. So Ketzad Lan. So what would it be? Lan Lifnei Zrika. So, you know what? I know that this Gemara is throwing me out a bit of my. But yeah, let's just read the Gemara first. So it's like this. Shemuel Ketzad, give us an example. It says, Lan, if there was Lina, in other words, the night time came and you went over the time, Lifnei Zrika, and you hadn't yet done the Zrika, so then there would be Me'ila, even though it was Notar. You hadn't done the Zrika yet. So the Shitta says, Yesh, Zrika, Mualin, Bo. La'acha Zrika, if you had managed to do Zrika already, before you left the meet, then Ein Mualin, Bo. Right? Why? Because Zrika is almost like a hechsher, right? Normally the kohen will be able to eat the meat after Zrika. So even though there was no tar over here, there was, you can understand, there was a shat kosher, right? Shat heter, right? There was a wurim me'ila. Okay, look at Rashi quickly. Ketzad lan, hadam. So Rashi says over here, the dam, not the meat. Kagon shit kabel hayom lo nishrak ad lemachar. You've got the blood and you didn't do the Zrika until tomorrow. Imachal habasar ivnei Zrika mualimbo. If you ate the blood, the meat, sorry, before you did the blood, so you hadn't done the Zrika yet, you got the cups full of blood, and you leave it here. For some reason, I don't know, the Kohen, I don't know what happens. He falls asleep, I don't know what happens. He doesn't do the Zrika. And then you eat the meat, so then there would be Me'ila. If you're Achal, La'achal Zrika, Ein Mualin Bo. The Sfira, which was Rabbi Shimon's Svara, Zrikat Lan Motzia Midei Me'ila Kazrikat Kasher. You see that? Now, if you did the Zrika after the time, right, it still takes you out of me. In other words, the Zrika of blood that has stayed overnight still helps to extricate you from the Ila with regards to Notar. Because Zrika is Zrika. Whether it's Zrika for Notar or Zrika kosher, Zrika works as far as Me'ila is concerned. So then the Gemara goes back. I'll keep your fingers on the Rashi, go back into the Gemara. Ketani mihat mualin bo. Nonetheless, we learn that if you hadn't done Zrika yet, right, and Rashi says, Ketani mihat livnei Zrika mualin bo, you would nonetheless do get Me'ila. So the Gemara says from that, my love, I'm still in the Rashi here, my love, tehave shahot b'yom le'mizrika, te'i ba'i zarik, Afagav the nidkava b'kos lo nafik miday me'ila ad la'acha zrika ulachin livnei zrika mo'alin bo hoyo v'adayin lo nishrak adam lo yabo shal heter u'mishma mina heter achire shalinu. We now in that same machloket now of Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan from yesterday. Now we asked the question, when do we have the shat heter? Is shat heter from when we've finished all the blood works and you're able to eat it? And we need Shat Achila, we need Heter Achila, with Rabbi Yochanan. Or like Chizkiyah said, no, Shat Shchit, it's even the Zrika, and then we saw there were three opinions. It was Shat Shchita, Zrika, or Achila. Remember that? Heter Zrika, Heter Achila. And Heter Zrika, we said yesterday, was if the blood's in the cup, so we said, Kol HaOmed Li Zarek, Kazaruk Dami. If it's in the cup, it's if it's already thrown. So the fact that the blood was, there was just Kabbalah, is already, is what we concerned, Heter Zrika. And therefore be okay. We're saying, look what are we seeing from here. We're seeing, nonetheless, when is there Me'ila? If you ate it before you had thrown the blood. So therefore, there is Me'ila from the moment that the blood's in the cup. So, love the harvest, short le mizrika. We're saying now, what's the case? that if you had the blood in the cup and you could have done this zrika, but you didn't do this zrika, right? The fact that, forget linen now, the fact that you could have done zrika and you didn't do zrika, you over on me'ile if you ate it, means that the blood in the cup is not thrown yet, but as if it's been thrown, it isn't good enough. You have to actually have thrown the blood, which means you have to be at the end of the process. This is proved like Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to have heter achila. You with me? Clear? From the fact that Rabbi Shimon says that there's me'ila or notar before zrika and not after zrika, we see that's the zrika that counts, not the fact that that you could have thrown the blood. It was the fact that kezaruk dami doesn't work in this case. Now, we might be able to say it doesn't work in this case only because it's notar, and normally if it was a kosher meat, it would work in this case, right? There's a way to say that. You with me? You got it? Okay, so let's carry on. So now the Gemara proves from there. Shema minah het lachir shirin. The Gemara says, no. The kablei samuch l'shkiyat hacham. What's this case in this of Rabbi Shimon? It's not a normal case. You got it samuch l'shkiyat hachama. So as you did Kabbalah in the cup, it was too late to do the zrika, because the zrika has to be done during the day. And now, when was the blood in the cup? Right before shkia. So there wasn't enough time to do holacha, to go from the animal to the mizbeach and do the zrika. And that's why you couldn't do it. De lo haya shaot demizrak. Aval haya shaot mai. But let's assume that there was time. Let's assume that you did the blood, the Kabbalah, early on in the day. Look at Rashi there. Aval I have a shahut. De nira the zrika with the words ra'ui, there's still time. Amrinan kezaruk dami. Maybe then we'd say, no problem. Then it is kezaruk dami. So really, we can't prove from Rabbi Shimon anything, because we could say on the one hand that we need heter achila, but maybe no, for samuch l'shkia. That's why Rabbi Shimon said that you can't do it now. But if it was normally during the day, you would be able to do it. When it was ra'ui, it would be okay. The Gemara says there, hayashod ma'ay hachinami d'ra'ein mo'alin. The Gemara says, wait a second. If that is the case, if the chakira over here is between shkia and not shkia, then why did Rabbi Shimon say like this? Look here, Rabbi Shimon said, Yeshe notar shemualin bo, v'yesh shemualin bo, kaitzad lan lifnei zrika and la'acha zrika. He made the chakira there between before and after zrika. If really we understand now that our case in point is before and after shkia, that's a Gemara's question. My area, the tani lifnei zrika. Why did you learn lifnei zrika? Litni, what should you have learned? How should you have taught this sugya? Kodem shkia, ulacha shkia. We should have said, yesh nota shemo alin bo, shemo alin bo, kaitzad, lifnei shkia and acharei shkia. Why did you link it to zrika, which put us into the machloket of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia? So like, what's like this? Hachi nami ketani, kodem sheyire yirae lezrika, ulacha sheyire lezrika. It says, no, really, what are we learning? When we said, lifnei zrika and acharei zrika, we're not talking about acharei zrika mamash. We're saying acharei shera'ui lezrika. There's me'ila when it's after ra'ui lezrika, but you could have done zrika, and there's me'ila when you couldn't have done zrika, and when you isn't ra'ui anymore to zrika. So really, we can't prove anything from that with regard to. Like, it's another brighter. Toshma, we try again. Now, this is exactly the same, but even Rashi, if you look in Rashi here, look at Rashi down the bottom, that's a fifth wide line, before the lines become wide. Okay? It says there, Toshma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, says, V'chule mitartza kesugya de la'el de'esh notar. It says the whole answer is exactly the same as the previous one, except this bright over here is not Rabbi Shimon talking about notar. It's like a Toshma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh pigu. This is what we normally, what we used to happen. Yesh pigul, shemualin bo, yesh pigul, shemualin bo. There is sometimes meat of pigul. Remember that to the kavona, wrong place, wrong time, where there would be me'ila. And then sometimes you've got pigul where there won't be me'ila. Kaitzad again, the Gemara says, how? Give us examples. It says, lifnei zrika, mualin. If you haven't done zrika yet and you eat pigul, so you over on me'ila. Obviously, you're also over on pigul, right? It's a separate issue. But you're also over on me'ila. And la'acha zrika. And if you ate the pigul after zrika, you wouldn't be chayev on me'ila. Look at Rashi quickly. La'acha zrika mualin bo. The sfila and zrika pigul, motzia midai me'ila. Because the Tanit here, Rabbi Shimon's own opinion, even though it's pigul, he says nonetheless that zrika of blood will extricate you from the paradigm of me'ila, bekodshei kodshim. Now, who's that not like? Who's that not like? Rabbi Gidl. Rav Gidl Abba Rav said that Zrika eno motziya midai me'ila b'kodesh ha-kodeshim. Remember? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, upligad Rav Gidl. So here it appears from this brighter that Rav Shimon, who says that there is pigul she'ein mo'alim bo, after Zrika, so he says, Zrika motzi midai me'ila b'kodesh ha-kodeshim, which is exactly the opposite to Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Right? And Rashi cares on Hachelekin le midak le tamid Rav Shimon ke de diak le'el b'ha pigul le'olam mo'alim bo. We can't then get involved in the previous sugyas. We said that pigul's always, like we said at the end of the sugya yesterday. We said, umay le'olam, ha'kemashmulam k'rav gidl. We said yesterday, what do you mean le'olam pigul le'olam mo'alim bo? We're not going to get into that sugya at all. They hold differently. Because the Gemara says, now let's see if we can work out over here. If we have, if we need, when we say that after Zrika, there isn't me'ila, right? In other words, there's this heter of, heter after me'ila. Is it a heter achila or heter zrika? That's a good question. Ketani mihat lifnei zrika mo'alin bo. We see from this bright over here, Rabbi Shimon, that when do you have me'ila? Before zrika. So Moses says, lav dahave shahut lemizrikai. Aren't we even talking about a case now where he had time to do zrika? It was not samuch leshkia, even in the middle of the afternoon, and yet he didn't do zrika, and we are mo'alin bo. If he wanted to, he could have done Zrika, and nonetheless, Ukatani Mo'alin Bo. Now, what would that explain to us? If we say we have to have the actual Zrika, that means we need Heter Achila, because we have to finish the whole process. That's what Moses says, Ushma Mina, Heter Achila Shaninu. And then we'd know that the Heter we're wanting is Heter Achila. And that's why there was time to do Zrika. He didn't do Zrika. Had he done Zrika, we'd have been okay. He didn't do Zrika. And therefore, there's Me'ila. Shema Mina Heter Achila. We say that, right? Well, it says Lo. That's not a good proof at all. We're actually speaking about a case. De Lo Have Shaut Lemizrika. Aval Have Shaut Lemizrika, my. We understand now that the case is like the previous case, just like the case of Venotar. Then what happened here was it was Samuch Hashkia, and there wasn't time to do Zrika. And that's why he couldn't do the Zrika. That's why we can't say anything. But let's ask now. But what happens if there was time to do Zrika? Then what? Hachinami didn't affect Midai Me'ila? Would he then be Yotzei Midai Me'ila? Right? Exactly like we had in the previous case. Right? The Gemara says, if that's the case, if you're going to say yes to that answer, so in my area, Datani Lachar Zrika, Litni Kodem Shkia Lachar Shkia Lachama, same question, right? Then why are we going before Zrika? Then tell me that the whole sugi here, the Chakira is, with regard to Shkia before and Shkia after Shkia before Shkia. Hachinami, Kamar, Kodem Shkia Zrika, Lachar Shkia, the Gemara says, no, same answer, via Kamar, Kodem Shkia Ere Zrika, and Lachar Shkia Ere Zrika. Basically, that's what the Mishnah is telling you, the bride is telling you. When it says Kodem Zrika, it doesn't mean Kodem Zrika Mamash, it means Kodem Sheyirae the Zrika or after Sheyirae Zrika. Okay, so it was very similar to the previous brighter. Now the Gemara brings a third brighter. This is not a Rabbi Shimon. Right, this is not a Rabbi Shimon, it's like a Toshma. Now we still trying to prove Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the day. I think that's a nice way of saying it. That the Gemara is really bent on proving Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, you know my philosophy about that, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we can see that. Toshma, a pigul bekotche kotchim mo'alin. So here we see a pigul bekotche kotchim mo'alin. This seems to be like Rav Gidl, right? Because it seems to be like an absolute rule sort of thing. So Gemara says, my love the Zarak. Isn't that only because he didn't do Zrika, and that's why there is Me'ila over there? Look at the Rashi in the middle. La Lord the Lord Zarak. Sorry. My love, no, we haven't got there yet. A previous Rashi. My love, the Zarak. Right? The time of Mishum Hachihu, the Pigu. Eno Motsi Udayim Ila, Afa Pisha Zarak. Right? And the reason is because it's like Rav Gidl. That even if it does Rika, it won't help you. However, if it was Kasher and not Pigu, Kaven She Zarak, Ein Mo'alimbo. So let's now look for a second outside of the paradigm of Pigu. Pigul we know is a problem. But what would be the normal case if there, we're not trying to understand, do we need Heter Achil or Heter Zrika? Let's leave Pigul for a second. So, the reason here that it doesn't work is because it's Pigul, and therefore Zrika doesn't help us with Pigul. But if it wasn't Pigul, right? Shma mina Heter Achil eshaninu debayin and shezarak. Right? The Gemara says, Abiyah, what's going on over here? Ha Pigul kocha kochi mo'alin, my love desire. Even if it did Zrika, it's still Meila. But it's only because of Pigul. If it was not pigul, then there wouldn't be me'ilah after we had done zrika, because we need heter achila. Rav Shmuel heter achila shaninu. Gemara says no. We can't talk about the law zarak. Okay, Rashi, the law zarak. Elishinit kabel bekli. He got it in a kli. And in other words, let's assume it was kosher for a second, not pigul meat, and he got it in a kli, and we said heter zrika would be okay. Then we'd say once it's in the kli, kol ha'omed lizarek, kezaruk dami. Therefore, it would have been already heter zrika, right? And the only reason why it's not kosher here is because it's pigul. If it wasn't pigul, it would work. That's what I'm going to say now. Right, look at Rashi there. Lo de lo zarak, if shikav bekli, or be pigul hu de lo amrinan, kezaruk dami. When don't we say kol ha'omed lizarek kezaruk dami with regards to pigul? Ha, be kasher, amrinan, kezaruk dami. But if it was kosher, we'd say kezaruk dami. And then what would we say? Teheter zrika shaninu. It would work. What's our problem over here? Our problem here is because it's pigul. And therefore pigul is throwing us out of it. If it wasn't pigul, we wouldn't have me'ilah even after the stage of zrika. Okay? So we're looking at abazarak mai, hachinami dam walimbo. So the Gemara is the same question. Okay. So then why are you making a distinction here? Now, we don't see this. But the safer of this bright that said, Apigul Bekoche Kochi Moalin, right, says, and the safer, and Bekoche Kalim Ein Moalin. Okay? Now, we haven't got that in front of us, the whole brighter, but you can see from the Gemara's question. Was okay, so my ear is the Tani Bekoche Kalim Ein Moalin Bo. So then why did you learn in Koche Kalim Ein Moalin Bo? In other words, the Reisha saying Kocha Kochi Mualin and the Sefer saying Kocha Kalim Ein Mualin. In other words, if we said a second ago that the distinction is between Zrika or not Zrika, why are you making the distinction now between Kocha Kochim and Kocha Kalim? Got it? Just like we said earlier on with regards to before Shkirachama and not Shkirachama, after Zrika not Zrika, why are you, the bride seems to pit it one against the other with regards to Kocha Kochim and Kocha Kalim? It should make that difference to us. What it says, Litni Kan, Lifnei Zrika, Kan Lacha Zrika. Why don't we just learn like that? So there's both the Kocha Kochim, both the Kocha Kalim, if it's a case of kosher, so really we need Heter Zrika. If it's Heter Zrika, so it's already in the cup, right? And here we're saying over here that, no, we want to say that maybe it's Kocha, it's Heter Achila. And if we need Zrika, we don't need Zrika. So what's the Ha'atir Ashmeina? What's a Chidush here? The Chidush over here is Ha'atir Ashmeinan. Why did we have to say Zarik and not Zarik, Kocha Kochim and Kocha Kalim. It's like this. Hi, Atir Ashinan, Kol Lituya Lidai Mi'ila, right? Zrika Ketikna, Mait Lidai Mi'ila. When it would depend. Remember, we said at the very beginning, we made a distinction between Kocha Kochim and Kocha Kalim. What's in Kocha Kochim and Kocha Kalim? Kocha Kochim, the Zrika helps to make it now mutar to the Kohe. So it gets a heter achila. When it gets a heter achila, there's no, in a normal case, not pigul, right? There's no longer me'ila. Kochei kalim, on the other hand, the zrika does the exact opposite. The amorim of the kochei kalim, right, that we burn them is bayach, they become kochei kochim. And when do they become now liable to me'ila? After zrika. So Zrika actually is like a crossroads, but it works differently for Kochei Kochim and Kochei Kalim. With Kochei Kochim, as we do Zrika, pak, the Kochei Kochim now leave the world of Me'ila. The Amorim of the Kochei Kalim only enter the world of Me'ila after Zrika. Because up until Zrika, it was a Kochei Kalim. Kochei Kalim, it's got no problem. Anybody could eat it, right? There's no Me'ila. The Amorim become Kochei Kochim after Me'ila. So that's what the Gemara is going to say now. What's going on over here? Why do we have to make a distinction between Kocha Kochim and Kocha Kalim? Like this. Ha'atir Ashmeinan, come to teach us. Kol le'ituye le'dei me'ila. When you want to bring something into the world, le'ituye, to include it into the realm of me'ila, zrika ketikna mighty le'dei me'ila. If it's a kosher zrika, it now brings it into the world of me'ila. Kol afuke me'dei me'ila. But now when you want to take something out of the realm of Me'ilah, which is Kocha Kochim, once you do the Zrika, there's no longer Me'ilah. Afilu shelot ketikna. Even if it's not a kosher Zrika, even if it's not tar, or if it's pigul, or if it's tame, right? Nami mafka midei me'ida. The exact opposite to Rav Gidl. The Mezrika over here says no longer me'ila. Rav Gidl Amarav said that ein Mezrika motzia pigul midei me'ila. Comes along our bright over here and says opposite. With regards to pigul, even a zrika, not as kosher zrika. As far as the korban is concerned, doesn't help us, this zrika, right? Because a pigul animal, for me'ila, it does help us. But with regards to make it into emorim, has to be a kosher zrika. So a pigul can't become emorim. There's no me'ila with emorim of a pigul in this case. You got it? That's what I think he's saying. Look at Rashi quickly at the bottom, yeah? Kola fuke midei me'ila kagon basar koche kochi. Afilu shenach sheloketikna, sorry. Kagon zrikat pigu mafke midei me'ila udlok Rav Gidl. You see that? And not like Rav Gidl. Vahailun masechet menachot ha itut Rav Gidl da hastama Rav Shimon tarvayus v'ilehu zrikat pigu motzi midei me'ila bakoche kochi. Okay, that's the end of that. Now we start a new Mishnah. Okay, Bliainara, we went through that nicely. Okay, Basar Kochei Kochim. So the Mishnah is like this. Basar Kochei Kochim, she yatza livnei zrikat damim. If you took the meat, there was Kochei Kochim, and before you done zrika, it left the Beit HaMikdash. It left the courtyard, right? Now look at Rashi, very important here, well, this is Mefarash. He says here, va'achar kach nichnas v'shuv v'zrak adam. The meat went out, they brought it back in, and they did zrika. Now maybe they didn't know it had gone out. Why don't you just put some water in here, please? Just fill it up there. Eh? Use that cup. It might, whatever the case is, but it went out and came back in. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mo'alin Bo. Ve'ein Chayavin Alav Mishum Pigul Ve'notar Ve'tameh. So Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Two things are happening over here. Right? There is Me'ila. Thank you very much. There's Me'ila. But nonetheless, you aren't chayav for pigul or notar or tame once it left them is the Beit HaMikdash. Look at Rashi, yeah? The sphere la Rabbi Eliezer, the zrika eina mo'elet leyotze lohotzia midai me'ila. But once there was a pagam in this mitavia of yotze, the zrika doesn't help you any longer, right? Doesn't help you to motzi midai me'ila. This sounds like Rav Gidl, correct? This is more like Rav Gidl than Rav Shimon for the previous case. You with me? It seems to imply that once it's yotze, the me'ila helps. Well, the zrika doesn't help. The me'ila stays around. However, he does agree that you aren't chayv on pigul, notar, or tame, because once it was yotze, so those things are all gone. But me'ila, as far as me'ila is concerned, which is our mesechta, right, you would still be chayv me'ila. Rabbi Akiva Omer ain mo'alim, because there's no. There's no me'ila. However, you are chayev, Allah mishum pigul, notar, and tameh. Right? Look at Rashi quickly. Ve'ein chayev, Allah mishum pigul, notar, that was Rabbi Eliezer. Hoyel de yatzas, Rabbi Eliezer. Eina kovat, pigul, and tameh, el ezrika ksheira. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? The only thing that's now going to make an animal into pigul, which we saw already before. We said pigul has to have a proper ezrika, right? So that was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva says, look at Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Omer, right? Afilu lo chazar. Right? When it went out. Even if afilu lo chazar. Right? Basa that went out. Vehichnisan. Afilu lo chazar vehichnisan. I think you're going to read that as one thing, right? It didn't come back. It wasn't brought back into the Mizbayach. Kevan shezarak ein mo'alim bo de zrika mo'elet leyotze. Rabbi Akiva says, no, zrika even for a yotze does help, right? And therefore, even if the meat went out, never came back in, and you did zrika, the zrika in the mizbeach, on the mizbeach will help for the meat outside the mizbeach, outside the Beit HaMikdash, and there won't be me'ila any longer. But you are chayev on pigul and all the others. Look at Rashi Lev, v'chavina ala v'chulet, ha zrika de yotze, kovat pigul v'notar kezrika ksheira. See what he says there? The zrika helps for everything. So Rabbi Akiva goes across the board. He says the zrika is as if it's a kosher zrika. So therefore it's motzi from me'ila and it's machnis into pigul.
It's the complete opposite of Rabbi Eliezer.
Exact opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. Right. Okay. So now I go to Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva needs to bring a proof, right? Rabbi Akiva now has to, if Rashi says that, look at Rashi there, Amar Rabbi Akiva, the baye leituye raya leman damas rekamaret liyotze. Rabbi Akiva needs a proof. He has to prove himself that Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Lezer. What does he have to? He has to prove to him, right, that zrika helps for yotze. That even though there was a yotze, the zrika still works, and therefore there's mela. So this is the proof. To tell you that I understand this proof 100% would not be an honest comment, but we'll try and work it out together. So like this, v'harei hamafrish chatato, a guy said it's out of korban, v'avdan, got lost. V'yifrish achet tachtea, and then he brought a new one in its place. V'achar kach nimtzei tarishona, v'harei shtehen omdot. Now they're both there. Now if it's a chatat, remember we had a case, we learned in Zvachim, we learned it in Kritot, we learned it in Tmura, we learned it in all the previous things we learned. There are five chataot that need to die, right? Remember we had five chataot meitot? Anybody remember what they were? Neither do I. Right? Five chataot meitot. I actually wanted to check this up and I didn't. But let's just look up very, very quickly. Korbanot. Right. Don't waste too much. Anybody got a note there? On the five chataot that meitot? Is there a note? Anybody found the note? It's
other sin offerings important in certain cases.
Anybody got a note anywhere? Nothing. Okay, anyhow. So now we're going to see over here now. Forget it. No, there's no wasting much time over here. Am I still recording? Yeah. So we got the kataka. So now, I'm just not sure this is one of them or not, but it seems to me from the sugya that it is. That if you had a chatat and you found a chatat, it's a motar chatat. Does it meita? Anyhow, look here. So now we got yourself. Then we got you got both of them there. So now says Rabbi Akiva, look at Rashi here very quickly. And he shechted them both. And he brought them both to Korban. He did zrika only from one of them. Vahavila ida chaverta motar chatat. And this other one there is a motar chatat, right? It's a redundant chatat. Mishash dinuka damashilachat. So now says Rabbi Akiva, you've got these two korbanot chatat. You had the one, you lost it, you found it, you need to replace it with another one, now you bought them both and you did the zikr for the one of them. He says, lo kashem, this is the question, right? You meant to say, like, haim, lo kashem, right? Why not be, kashem she dama poter et basara, right? The blood of the one korban poter et the basar of the other korban, kachu poter et basar. He said, just like it can poter itself, it also poter the basar of chaverta. Since you say Rabbi Akiva, bless you, that if you got blood here of two korbanot chatat, which the one was a motar chatat in its place, and you shechted it, and then you did the zrika, so it appears that just like the zrika of the blood for the particular korban, now the meat becomes mutar, so too the second one, also the same zrika helped it. Didn't have to zrika with its own blood. So now says Rabbi Akiva, therefore, in patar dama et basar chevrata min hameila, if the blood of the one korban now extricated the other korban from the meila, dinu, he said, it's a kal v'chomer, a kol shekein, sheyipater et basar atzma. Because if it can help the other one, it can certainly help itself. Look at Rashi over here. V'lo k'shem shedama poteret, klomar, I ata modeh, don't you agree, Rabbi Elezer? Shekeshem shota niz she nizrak dama poteret besara mina meila kach poter chavetazu shelo nizrak dama mina meila de kezevach echad hein, it's like one big korban sheyachol nizrok dama shel ezo men sheyirtze. Says Rabbi Akiva, you can now choose. You've got the one you bought as a chatat, it got lost. You bought another one in its place. You found it. Now really, both these animals are your chatat. You can choose the one you want. You can shecht it, and now he says, if you shecht them both, it seems like the blood of the one will work for both of them. Right? So therefore, if the blood of the can work for both of them, What's the problem? We now want to talk about pigul over here, right? Or yotze, or some psu. He says like this: Im patar damai pasachav damin amila dinu shevatet basatzma. Right? Look at Rashi. Im patar basafagav de psulehi, daha havye motar chatat. It's a pasul korban. So more, that's what I wanted to check. I wasn't sure, but motar chatat, one of the chatot they da. Well, let's just quite try to remember what they were. There was the vlad. Hey, what, got it? What is it?
There's the vlad chatat.
Yeah.
The tmurat chatat. There's the chatat shemetu baleah.
Right.
Sheavra shnata. And sheavta v'nimtzev balat mum.
So no motar chatat here. Doesn't help us then. So it's not one of those that die, but he calls. He's still saying that it's a pasul, that it's a psulehu. It's a motar chatat. Okay, so that throws me out a little bit. So I'm not sure why it's a pasulhu. It's a why the motar. Okay, but let's assume that Rabbi Akiva is talking about. Shechipru kvar ba'aleha. On the previous chatat. Ah. Is that one in the da'at? Kipru ba'aleha.
Shemetu ba'aleha.
No. And shechipru ba'aleha? Okay, that helps
it's
us.
It's one of the five categories of chatat.
Oh, it is.
It does.
The left to die.
Let me
say the other. Chatot hametot.
Right. So let me read. That's what I thought it would be. So we've got vlad chatat, tmurat chatat, chat shemaytu baleha, she'avra shnata, she'avda v'nimtze balat mum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Okay, but I also remember that an animal that they've already got kapara from of them, that the motar chatat would die. Okay, so maybe it's not one of those fachas, maybe it's another case, but it definitely should die. Okay? It should die. It's a motar chatat because you got kapara from another chatat, it should die. Okay, so Bekiva is saying over here, this motar chatat, and we see that the motar chatat can help us if we did blood from either one of them, and the motar chatat really is a psul, which is like a yotze, and we see over there that it can work. They look at it in the Rashi, yeah? So, if patar et basar chaverta minam ira, afagav the psulehi, the havia motar chatat dinu, she yiftor zrika tama. If that can work, then the zrika of its blood, shosa besar shel atzo min ha-me'ila, afa pi sheyesh ba psul de yotze, hoyo v'eshkechan de potre et basar chervataf, mi sheyesh ba pasul motar. Rabbi Akiva wants to try and say that even though this is a yotze, its blood should still work, because the blood of a motar chatat will work. And they both got psulim, and that the fact that there's a psul shouldn't mean that it doesn't work. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva's proof. We'll see in the Gemara later on. The next halacha in the Mishnah was Amorei Kochim Kalim. Okay, these are the Amorei Kochim Kalim, which we burn on the Mizbech, which become Koche Kochim. So again, Rashi says here, Amorei Koche Kalim, Rashi says, Sheyatsu v'chazru v'zarak daman. The same idea over here of Sheyatsu and Chazru. Okay? Right. So Amorei Kochim Kalim, Sheyatsu and then Chazru. Livnei Zrikat Damim. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Mualin Bahem. Same idea here. Rabbi Eliezer says, No Me'ila. Ve'echiv Aleim Mishum Pigul Nota Betame. Rabbi Akiva says, Mualin Bahem. Hello, David. Kol HaKavod Michael for hearing. I didn't hear that. Ve'chavi Aleim Mishum Pigul Notar Betame. Okay. Basically, we see that the Gemara, we just started a new Mishnah. The Gemara says exactly the Mishnah repeats itself, the same machloke between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva on Kochei Kochim Sheyatsu and on Amorim of Kochei Kalim Sheyatsu. So the Gemara asks the obvious question that's on everybody in this room's mind. Right? Exactly. Why do we do it twice? The Gemara says, Vahane Tau Tilameli. Why do I need two of the exact same cases? Now look at the Gemara Rashi there in the Gemara. Hadai Tarte says they plugged the pligger of Yelez Rebbe Kiva Vasa Koche Koche. Remember Koche Kalim Lamali. Why do I need them? There's a quite long Rashi here on the Lamali. Why do I need it? Look at Rashi here. Kaivan de Tanachade Milta. Shmena Idach. The Kaivan Itlan Rebbe Yelez the Zrika Eina Moedet Le Yotze La Fuke Basa Koche Koche Mila Bila Eina Moedet Damila Vi Koche Kalim Shiyatru Yamila. So it's exactly the same thing. Remember, on the other hand, just don't forget one thing, right? Koche Kalim and Kochei Kochim, we've said, are two different sides of the same coin, right? Zrika on Kochei Kochim takes it out of Me'ila, and Zrika for Kochei Kalim brings it into Me'ila. Just like we said that with a Yotze, Zrika doesn't bring it out of Me'ila, so too, Rabbi Eliezer said that Zrika for on the Kochei Kalim ain't Mualin, but it doesn't bring it into Me'ila, right? You got that? That's what Rashi is saying. We understand that. V'chi heichi de'itlin Rabbi Akiva de zrikam oedet le'yotzei. Rotzi basa kocha kocha b'nei. Just like Rabbi Akiva says that it does help with yotzei. Hachinami moedet le'avir e'more kocha kodin midei mila. V'lama li de pligei betartei. Why do I need them both? Okay, so the verse is not trichei. We do need them both. Why do we need them both? De'itmar b'kocha kochim. If we said this machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva was only b'kocha kochim. So hava, I mean, what would we have thought? Bahak am Rabbi Eliezer mo'alin bo. Here we would have said that that Rabbi Eliezer says that even though yatziv dazrika damim, they're still me'ila. Why? Mishum dazrika ketikna mafkei midei me'ila, shelo ketikana lo mafkei me'ila. Because Rabbi Eliezer would simply say, it's simple, kochei kochim. What type of zrika helps me extricate this from the paradigm of me'ila? A kosher zrika. This was a yotzei. It's not a kosher zrika anymore. Therefore, it wouldn't work. We might have thought that that's when we want to get out of Me'ila. But we might have thought that Rabbi Eliezer, and in fact, Rashi says it here, when it comes to bringing it into Me'ila, in other words, being machmir, and saying that you're over on Me'ila, in other words, he's being machmir all the time. He's saying that the Me'ila doesn't leave with Kochei Kochim, you're over on Me'ila. And with regards to Kochei Kalim, you're going to be over Me'ila as well. In other words, he's being machmir in both directions. Right? Look at Rashi, he says it here. Aval li'etuya emore Kochei Kalim Me'ila, tahan l'chumra, right? Ema mod l'Rabbi Akiva, right? Mod l'Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, kamash malan, debaha nami pligi. That's why we have to learn the machloket also in emorim of Kochei Kalim. To see that Rabbi Eliezer is not only going lechumra. Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the zrika either works or doesn't work, lechumra and the kula. Rabbi Eliezer says, with regards to kochei kochim, we be machmir. It stays in the realm of me'ila. With regards to kochei kalim, it doesn't enter the realm of me'ila, we're being makil. Okay? Now, and therefore, my me'ila, v'ha'it ma'ar gamik, and now, and that's if we just learned of kochei kochim. V'it ma'ar gabe kochei kalim, and if we'd only learned this machloket, with regards to Kochei Kalim, and not with regards to Kochei Kochim, what mistake would we have made? Hava mina gabe Kochim Kalim. When it comes to Kochei Kalim, who am Rabbi Akiva mo'alin bahed? That Rabbi Akiva says that there is me'ila. Rabbi Akiva will say, with regards to Kochei Kalim, right, the zrika, da afidu zrika shlo ketikna, mighty lidei me'ila. That even when it comes to Kochei Kalim, we don't be some machmir. Even if it's not a proper zrika, it was a yotzei, right? It would still help with regards to Kochei Kalim, and therefore it was a proper zrika, and now you enter the realm of Me'ila. About Kochei Kochim, when it comes to Kochei Kochim, where there we want to extricate ourselves from the words of Me'ila, Delafukehu shelo ketikna lo mafkei me'ila. He would say, listen, when it comes to Kochei Kochim, I need a proper zrika to help you get out of Me'ila, but to get into Me'ila is easy, I don't need it. Kamash Milan, therefore, that we don't hold like that, Rabbi Akiva also goes, that's exactly the same idea, that either works or doesn't work, both because they're coaching, both because they're kalim, kamash, and that's why we had to have both machlokot. What's like, okay, itmar, we've got a machloket, amoraim, yeah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ki amar Rabbi Akiva zrika mo'edet liyotzei. When Rabbi Akiva said that zrika works, right, we said at the beginning, Rabbi Akiva says, ain mo'alin bo, that the zrika there seems to work, that there's no longer me'ila on this yotzei. Kochei Kochim that left the walls of the Mizbeah of the Beit HaMikdash. It works. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to try and limit it. He says that when did he say that it works? Mo'edet liyotzei. Only, I'm adding the words now, only, sheyatza miktzato. If the meat didn't entirely leave the Beit HaMikdash. Only a bit of the meat. Right? Aval yotzei kulo lo amar Rabbi Akiva. But if the meat had left completely, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that the zrika wouldn't help it, right? And it'd still be me'ila. Look at Rashi, yeah? Only a bit of the meat left. Why? Because since the zrik is helping that amount of meat that's inside, okay, it helps also the part that's outside. In other words, Tov le Rasha, Tov le Shcheinu. Okay, tov l'shcheinu, tov l'ra, tov l'shcheinu, tov l'shcheinu, tov l'rasha. I suppose the part that left. Okay, the bad example. Scrap it. I forget. Right. So that is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Amar Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi says to Rabbi Yochanan, Kvar limduni chaverai shebagola. He says, I already learned from my chaverim in the gola. Right. What have I learned from them? Mechashvin ala avud vaala saruf. Right? He says, Mechashvin, right? What is it, ala avud vaala saruf? Mechashvin, yeah, we're talking about the isur of chashiva, which is pigul. Right? In other words, if you've got meat, which is avud or saruf, right? Which is lost, right? Now we're talking here specifically, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzet, the Aleph, he says, Mechashvin avud vaala saruf. He says there, well, I suppose Rashi is the same thing, though. He says, "Mechashad avu v'asaruf she'im ne'evdu emorin." Right? The emorim got lost of a kochek kali, right? And you haven't yet burnt any of the stuff. V'chashav bezrika amenat laktiran b'chutz. And now you have kavona, right? During the zrika stage, to burn the emorim b'chutz. The emorim are lost. They aren't in front of you, right? Have a pigul. It would cause pigul. That was if you'd find that emorim afterwards, and you ate the emorim, or you did whatever, that came in to be over on pigul, right? Inami nevad habasar v'chashav bezrika lecho menu chutz lizbanu have a pigul va'avu v'saruf de lo itne ba'olam. Says the shita and the ba, and now, and so too. So that's what regards to nevad basar, right? And v'ha'avud v'saruf, lost meat or burnt meat de lo itne ba'olam, which don't exist. Burnt meat is burnt, not meat, and lost meat you haven't got, you know where it is. Ukekava zrika be pigul, and zrika seems to work to make it pigul. I'm reading the shit. You with me in the shit of Mukubetsa today? Right, so hachinami, afagab the yatza kulo, tahani le zrika la fuka mida mida. It was saying to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan, you only have to have a part of the meat? We've learned from Achavim in the Gola that you can have pigul even on meat that was lost or burnt.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist, and you can get pigul. So you're trying to tell me that when it comes to yatzah, it's only a part that yatzah, and if it all isn't, and if it's all yatzah, it's not going to work? If it's lost, if we don't even know where it is, and it's burnt, and it's gone, you're still going to have pigul. Machshava works even when the meat's not there. So surely with regard to yatzah, when the meat is there, just here's the walls of the mizbeach. It was here a minute ago, now it's here. We can all see the meat. You can tell me that the zrika won't work. If you do zrika, and you have the machshava of pigul, of meat that's lost, it works. So how can zrika not work on meat that's there, just outside? That's what he says to him. Look at Rashi here. Shem nishifu ha'emorim, v'chisha bezrika, amenat lakran chus lezman ha'pigul, sha'ocha min ha'basar, or she'im nimtzu ha'ochran chavkar. If you found that meat, if you ate it, or if you after you found it, you'll be chavkarit. Right? And now look in the Gemara. V'ha'avud v'saruf, lo itinun ba'olam. The lost meat or burnt meat doesn't exist. V'afilu hachi ketani machashvin. Right? In other words, why are you going to tell me that with Yotze you have to have it all in, not all out, and carry on tomorrow?